My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 50. Hello, everybody. Every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. I like to start every episode by talking a little bit about my own creative endeavors, creative exploits, creative successes, challenges, the whole shebang since we last spoke. Today, I suppose, is a car cast. Technically, I'm parked at a park, but it's raining and it's nice. But it means that I'm not going to be walking around in the park itself. Not that I don't want to get wet necessarily. I might actually take a little stroll when I'm done talking to you, but I don't want to necessarily get this microphone wet or my phone. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so in the last week, since we last spoke, I completed, at long last, a new installment of my free serial fiction offering, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started, and got that out to the subscribers of that free offering. So that was nice. I have backburnered Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights while I was working on my recently released nonfiction book, Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure. And the idea was that September would be all about getting caught up with and getting way ahead on Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. The idea being that I'm going to write a whole bunch of those installments in September so that I can get a bit ahead of the game. And in October, I can focus on my next novel, the even longer delayed Shadow of the Outsider, which is the follow-up to my previous novel, Light of the Outsider, and the follow-up to that, the novelette, The Perfumed Air at Kawanantag Bay. So it felt good to dip back into the lives of the characters of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. I like to write dialogue a lot, and there's a lot of dialogue in Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. A lot of people talking. It is very much, and I mean this in the most positive way, it's very much like a soap opera or one of those, if you're in the States, if you're in the United States, you might be familiar with the CW network, which I don't know about now because I haven't really seen actual over-the-air television in a long time, but the CW network used to be known for airing these sort of young people soap operas like One Tree Hill or The OC. People who are either, you know, just out of high school or still in high school and all their little troubles and tribulations. That's kind of the spirit of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. It's unlike anything else that I write or have written. It's not entirely just empty calorie popcorn type writing, but it is kind of fun. You know, it's entirely character driven. It takes place in my Sovereign era story world, and it takes place in 1984. Now, the Sovereign era story world is most known, if you know it at all, for my first novel, Brave Men Run. And Brave Men Run and the follow-up Pilgrimage and all the other short stories and things that take place in that universe, they involve fantastical elements. Many of the characters have what you could shorthand as superpowers. Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, even though it features a lot of the characters who have supporting roles in Brave Men Run, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights takes place a year before that novel and about a year before anybody realizes that these people with superpowers exist. So it takes place in a genre universe. It takes place in a universe that is basically a science fiction, science fantasy universe. But at the time of the serial, none of that is common knowledge. So these kids are just kids. They're just on the edge of adulthood, trying to get by, with new jobs and worries about the future and boy troubles and girl troubles and parent troubles and all that stuff. And it's fun. And I enjoyed digging back into it and getting back into the rhythm of these characters' voices. It is loosely based on my own experiences. I'm a couple of years younger than the characters in Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. Some of them are graduating in 1984. I left high school in 1985. But all the same, I am drawing a lot on my memories of that time. There are characters in Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights that are amalgamations of people that I knew. Some of the correspondences are pretty close to one-to-one, but really the characters are composites. And for me, it's a lovely way to revisit that time and to reflect on that time, especially with, dang, almost 40 years removed, and to kind of pay tribute. It's kind of a love letter for me to those people. I'm not necessarily putting myself in the story, although two of the characters share elements of my story. You know what I mean? But from very different ways, and one of them in particular diverges from my actual life significantly. For me, it's comfort writing, and I really enjoy doing it, and I enjoy offering it to the mailing list subscribers for free. I should mention, you can subscribe for free to Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, how it all got started. Just go to mattselznick.com and check out the free fiction section. You can also, of course, go to hazydaysandcloudynights.com. And it will redirect you to that portion of my website. Did I mention it's free? Did I mention there are 76 installments already written? And when you sign up, you will start with installment number one, so you won't miss a thing. And that means you have 76 weeks, a year and a half, right? And counting of free fiction just waiting for you. Over 80,000 words and counting. You know, when Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, when the first arc, when How It All Got Started is finished, it's probably going to end up being the largest single story that I've ever written. And part of the plan, while I'm offering the serial for free to my subscribers, when How It All Got Started is completed, I will package it up and give it a nice edit and polish it up, and I will offer it as a for sale product. The serial will always be available for free. It'll always be something that folks can get who have subscribed. But yeah, so it serves double duty. It's a way for me to invite people to my mailing list community and to give them something to thank them for becoming part of my mailing list community. And over the long term, it's going to give me something new to sell. Well, that was a big digression about Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, but it has been the focus of my creative life this week. Additionally, though, I've been thinking and scheming. I'm pretty sure I know what my next nonfiction book is going to be. And just like the last one, in a way, the subject matter has been dictated to me by what I'm reading, what people are asking, what's on people's mind. And boy, I'm not quite ready to announce it yet. I don't think I'm going to announce it quite yet, but it will be another in the Indie Author Marketing Info series, just like Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure. And it will focus on an area of concern that independent authors very frequently, like at least once a week, I see this in the various fora that I belong to. It's a question, a subject, a topic that indie authors are perennially concerned with. And I happen to know a thing or two about it. So I think that'll be my next nonfiction book. But I am going to resist digging into that at least until the end of October. I really need to get ahead on hazy days and cloudy nights. I must get a good routine going and good progress going and good words written on Shadow of the Outsider. But yeah, I know what the next nonfiction book is going to be. So what about Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure? It came out on August 30th, and you know, it has not sold great, but I have not really promoted it. That's some of the stuff I was thinking about this week, is how do I want to go about promoting it? How much energy do I want to put into promoting it? And also, I'm aware that I should do one thing at a time so I can really truly measure the benefits of one method of promotion. So I'm thinking about maybe running some ads. I've also been thinking about my patrons. Right now I have three patrons who are officially pledged at the defined pledge levels, but I've been thinking about how to grow my Patreon. Again, still just thinking about that. And I've been spending a lot of time on work. So it's really nice to like today, Friday, I try to make Fridays primarily about my own creative endeavors. And also the first part of the weekday, well, at least Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I try to make the first, like until 12 or 1 in the afternoon, I try to make about my own creative endeavors before I shift over to my client work. I'm a little busy right now, so that has meant that I've been working until 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock at night. That's okay. That's how it is right now. That's all. So there we go, folks. That's the week that has been. As far as what we want to talk about today, well, it's a little different this episode because this is Sonatotum 50, which is a little bit of a landmark. This is the 50th episode of this iteration of Sonatotum. This is actually the third iteration of Sonatotum. I started this version on April 30th of 2018. Wow, over 4 years ago. Clearly, I have not done an episode a week for the entire run, for the entire 50 episodes. That math obviously doesn't add up. But I've been doing weekly episodes since, I think, May of this year, and really trying to hold to that commitment for you. And yeah, this is the third iteration of Sonatotum. Sonatotum debuted officially on June 26th of 2006. There were 19 episodes in that first run. It went until March 16th of 2009. And as I recall, that was kind of a fraught period in my life. But as I recall, Sonatotum was meant to be sort of a supplemental podcast to my other podcast, DIY Endeavors. I think Sonatotum was meant to be more about like my own music and something a little different. The DIY Endeavors podcast was mostly a music podcast. So Sonatotum gave me a chance to talk about things. So the first iteration, like I said, went from June 26, 2006 until March 16, 2009. The second iteration of Sonatotum came back around October 17, 2013. I did exactly four episodes. The last one being on November 9th, 2013. And that was it for a while for Sonatotum. I finally brought it back, as I said, on April 30th of 2018. That first episode was sort of a what to expect episode, almost an episode zero, if you will. And I talked about how the show was going to be what it still is today, folks. All about making stuff, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. But also, about a month before that first episode, I put out a blog post called Reset, in which I was essentially declaring creative bankruptcy. I had been under a lot of pressure that year and 2017 as well. And I had been dealing with my mother's more and more frequent recurring serious illness and hospital stays and rehabilitation center and nursing home stays. I was the sole caretaker for my mom in the last years of her life. Well, let's face it, the last 20 years of her life, give or take, when she needed someone. And she increasingly came to need someone in 2017. She almost died at the end of 2017. And then there was relationship stuff and financial stuff. And 2017 was rough. But March, April 2018, I was feeling kind of a rebirth, kind of a new beginning, or at least the desire to begin anew. And so, yeah, I wrote that blog post, Reset, which I will link to in the show notes for this episode, episode 50, which you can find over at mattselznick.com. I wrote in that blog post how I was essentially declaring creative bankruptcy, that I was either stopping or putting aside the creative projects that I was working on at the time, and just kind of starting over. And that because it had been so long at that point since I had done anything, that I had shipped anything, that I had been visible to the world in as much as the world would notice me. Since it had been so long, I decided I would treat myself like an experienced beginner. And that was the spirit, and that's still the spirit, in which I started doing Sonatotum. And over the years, once in a while, I would do an interview show on Sonatotum. I may still do interview shows on Sonatotum, but I like just talking to you a lot. I hope that you find value in that. There's about 25 of you that, based on downloads, consistently have stuck around from episode to episode. Talk a little bit more about that later. But you are my tiny little podcast tribe, and I appreciate you, and I like talking to you. Doing interviews is more than double the investment of time and energy to create each episode. So I'm not sure I have the space for that. But that's it. That's here we are. Sonatotum is 50 episodes old. If you count the first two versions of Sonatotum, there are actually 73 episodes all told. So episode 52 will technically be episode 75, which is another sort of landmark, right? It's like we skip ahead. Oh, and last episode I was talking about the total number of podcasts I've done since I started on October 15th, 2004. And that total, counting this episode, is 241 podcast episodes. Now, I've got a client who I've been managing his podcast for 1,053 episodes as of this moment. And another podcast client whose podcasts I've been mixing and editing and producing, and we're on episode 63 this week. So I often say I'm like that master mechanic who takes the time to make everybody else's cars awesome, but kind of drives a junker. That's my podcasting output, right? I have helped create many, 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 many more podcasts than I have actually personally created. And that's okay. I'm not necessarily complaining about it. But I think sometimes when I tell people I've been podcasting since 2004 and they see that I'm only on episode 50 and they don't know the backstory, the past, they don't know about shows like Writers Talking or 5-Minute Memoir or even the first podcast I did, the MWS Media Radio Show podcast, which I think ran 65 episodes, and the DIY Endeavors podcast, which I think ran another 30 or 40. Been doing it for some time. Oh, and let's not forget I Know This Much, which was a short-lived video and audio podcast. Anyway, it's the anniversary of the podcast. So I just thought I would mark the occasion, talk to you about it a little bit, give you a little history. But now I want to talk about what's next and what should be next, perhaps. And not just about the podcast, but just in general, because the podcast is just one part of the whole thing, right? It is part of my larger creative mission, which is not only to make a living with my own creative endeavors, but also to help other folks get their works to fruition, to market, and to an audience. So you 24 folks who listen regularly, you're listening right now. So this, I'm talking to you. You are in the United States. You are in the UK. You're in Scotland and Ireland. And you're in Spain. There's one of you in Spain. Hello to you in Spain. I'm talking directly to you. What would you like to hear in future episodes of Sonatotum? How can I help you? If you're a writer or a creator of any kind, what are sort of the higher level, almost philosophical issues that you contend with in a real way all the time as you're trying to make your art? Maybe there's things we can talk about. Maybe there's things that I share with you that I can express my experiences and perhaps help in some way. Let's figure that out. Also, of course, I would love it if there were more than just 25 of you, right? So, you 25, if you would tell at least one other person, another writer that you know, another creative person that who you know would get this, who would grok it, who would understand what it is that I'm trying to do here for you on Sonatotum. If you would tell that one person about Sonatotum, share an episode with them. It doesn't even have to be this episode. Share an episode with them. Every podcast app and podcast client, podcast player has a way to share episodes on social media or just directly to another person. Share an episode of Sonatotum with someone that you think would dig it and recommend to them that they subscribe. And make sure that you're subscribed too, of course. You can subscribe to the show for free anywhere you get your podcasts. But would you recommend the show to someone directly for me? I would appreciate that. And we'll know if we see the download numbers for episode 51 be substantially higher than episode 50, then I'll know that you guys went out there and did this thing that I'm asking you to do. And I'll be so grateful. I've talked at length about how my desire for this podcast and for the Patreon community is that we become a community, that it's not just me talking to you about what I do, but it's about learning about what you do and helping you make the things you're making and to just interact, right? The other thing, of course, and I mentioned this briefly earlier, is there are 25 of you, give or take, my tiny, tiny loyal audience. Two of you are support level patrons, meaning you pledge at least $5 a month to support Sonatotum and the rest of my creative endeavors and my attempt to turn this entire aggregate thing into a community experience. 25 of you, so 23 of you, let's just round it down and say if 20 of you opted to become a patron at the $5 level, the exceptional patron level, $5 a month. Well, first of all, that would push us right into our first pledge goal of $100 a month, and then some, right? If we hit $100 a month in pledges, then I can begin giving 10% of my net patron revenue to 826 National, which is a nonprofit dedicated to improving literacy and literally turning young people into new creative writers. I have supported 826 National in one form or another, off and on for many, many years. I've been unwavering in my advocacy of 826 National. And I'm really hopeful that maybe September is the month where your patronage allows me to begin donating 10% of what you give me to 826 National. I just need to bring in $100 a month minimum in pledge revenue in order to give 826 National 10% of that. And that means that if I bring in $200, $300, $500, $1,000, $10,000 a month from you patrons, 826 National still gets 10% every month. So we together could make a real difference in creating the next generation of writers with new perspectives and new outlooks and new concerns and interests. You and I, in a small and maybe a mighty way, can add to the culture in ways that we can't even imagine. It starts with my getting to the $100 a month pledge level. You can become a patron for as little as $3 a month. But if you pledge $5 a month, you're going to get the uncut edition of this episode. You're going to get every new digital product that I create, ebooks, audiobooks, music, whatever. Access to the Discord channel for chatting, a monthly live stream with me. $5, $10, $20 a month. Each of those pledge levels have increasingly awesome perks and exclusive access. At the $20 level, you get to see, sometimes live while I'm creating it, my works in progress. Whatever I create that day, I show to my $20 a month Paramount patrons. Exceptional patrons get all kinds of goodies. Those are the $5 a month folks. The $10 a month Titan patrons get a bunch of additional goodies. You can find all of this stuff, all the details, at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. Or if it's easier for you, you can just go directly to patreon.com/mattselznick. I know I talk about getting new patrons every episode. I don't think I'm going to apologize for that. I am looking to have this show and my creative endeavors be patron supported so that I can give back more to my patron community, my community of readers and writers and creators. Right now, the majority of my time and my effort and my energy goes toward my client work. People who pay me to build them websites or create their ebooks or answer their questions about writing or do their social media or produce their podcast. And that's great, but it does take away from the time that I would otherwise have making things and helping you make things. So that's why I talk about Patreon every episode. That's why I ask you to become a patron every episode. Some podcasts advertise mattresses or socks or home security systems. This show is basically sponsored by you. And so I have to talk about that. So those are the two things I want from you, that I'm asking of you with this 50th episode, this celebratory episode. Each of you listening right now, don't just tell one person about Sonatotum. Share with them the link to mattselznick.com. Tell them about Sonatotum. Share an episode with them, if you've got a favorite one across the last 50 or so. And let's bring new people into the fold. Let's see episode 51. Let's shoot for 15, on average, more downloads of episode 51 than there are for episode 50, for this episode. And also, if you have the $5 a month, the $10 a month, the $20 a month to spare to support this show and the hours that go into creating it and to support my creative endeavors as a whole and my desire to create more of a community for you and to contribute to 826 National, the nonprofit that tutors and encourages and helps create new writers in underserved communities. If you can do $5, $10, or $20 a month, then please become a patron at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron or patreon.com/mattselznick. Thank you to my two supporting patrons, Ted Leonhardt, who pledges at the exceptional level, and J.C. Hutchins, who pledges at the Paramount level every month. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you to my other two patrons who pledge at the For the Love level. They're not asking for anything in return. They're just throwing in a little bit every month. It all counts. Thank you so much. Okay. I know this episode a little bit different, maybe. Not the usual, like, rant or rant disguised as a creative life lesson, or maybe a creative life lesson disguised as a rant. What can I say? I feel good that this landmark has arrived, that we're at 50 episodes. I feel really good that I haven't missed an episode every week now since, late May, episode 36 or 35 or something like that. I admit, sometimes it's a bit of a chore putting these episodes out. It's a lot of work, especially editing it and taking the uncut, unedited version that my patrons get and shaving that down for something that gets released to the world at large, it takes 3-4 hours at least. And that's how I spend a good chunk of my weekend every week. And sometimes that's a drag, I'm not going to lie. But if I know you're out there, and if I know that the folks who are listening, that you're growing as creators, thanks to what you've heard here, but also that you're just growing as a community and that there are more of you. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that I'm talking to you. I appreciate you. I'll tell you what, knowing that I had listeners who I had told I was writing this nonfiction book kept my ass in the chair. Knowing that I had a deadline and I had told you about it kept me going. And it's the most writing I've done in months, thanks to you. So thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are great. I feel kind of warm and squishy right now. I've got a lot of gratitude going on. And it's raining again, and it feels good. If you have a comment or any feedback for this or any other episode of Sonatotum, you are, of course, encouraged to leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 50, which you can find at mattselznick.com. Just go to the podcasts section of the site and click through on episode 50. You'll see the comments area down at the bottom of the page. You can also send me an email directly to matt@mattselznick.com. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, you can record a little something on your phone and just email that to me at matt@mattselznick.com. Wherever you listen to Sonatotum, hopefully you're subscribed. Maybe it's Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Spotify or Stitcher or I don't know. I like to use Podcast Addict myself. Please take a moment to rate and review Sonatotum. You've heard this story before if you listen to podcasts. Rating and reviewing a podcast helps that podcast rise up in the search results so that more people who are interested in shows like Sonatotum, shows about creating, shows about writing, shows that are personal journals about a creative journey, folks who are interested in that kind of stuff will see Sonatotum as a recommendation. And that will help us grow our community. Rating and reviewing just takes a second. I really appreciate that. And of course, if you are not subscribed, be sure to subscribe to Sonatotum wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Finally, if you are one of those 25 people and you've been listening for a while, you know that as a thank you for listening, I offer special exclusive discounts on some of my services to my listeners. You can go to mattselznick.com/listener-love and find out what those discounts are, what they're all about. If you are a creative person, especially if you are an author or writer, and especially if you're interested in becoming a self-published author, then you will find some valuable discounts there at mattselznick.com/listener-love. Those are discounts intended only for you, dear listener, only for you as a thank you for listening all the way through to just about the end of an episode of Sonatotum. Ooh, the rain is really starting to come down. I should probably close my car windows. It's getting a little wet in here. Okay. Thank you for sharing this 50th episode with me. I look forward to having great things to report to you. New discoveries, new lessons, new things that I've learned in the next episode, a week from now. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.